Welcome to Hey YA Extra Credit. Every other week opposite the main Hey YA podcast, we'll bring you a short form podcast of YA talk across a wide range of topics. I'm Erica Ezzafetti. And I don't know if you're like me and like books about reading and writing, but I do, obviously. So I thought to highlight a few books that have protagonists who have found their voice through writing, journalism, etc., or who have writing lead them kind of like to the place where they need to be, if you know what I mean. But before we get into that, really quickly, let's hear from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawk, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books in all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawk on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds. College student Blake and her girlfriend have one goal: join the exclusive sorority that promises connections to a network of trailblazing women of color. Now, Ella's acceptance is a sure thing. She's a daughter of a Serena Society alum, after all. Blake, on the other hand, lacks Ella's pedigree and her confidence. Luckily, though really unluckily, she finds courage at the bottom of a liquor bottle. When she drinks, she's bold and funny, and as pledging intensifies, so does Blake's drinking. Ella assures her that she's fine, partying hard is what it takes, but with her future on the line, Blake must decide how far she's willing to go to achieve glittering dreams of success. Now, just so you know, Jazz Hammonds is the 2023 winner of the Critics Scott King John Steptoe Award for New Talent for We Deserve Monuments, and We Deserve Monuments was an Amazon Best Books of the Year and Barnes & Noble Best Books of the Year for 2023. So suffice to say, y'all should check this new one out. Thanks again to Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds for sponsoring this episode. Okay, I also wanted to let y'all know about our newsletter called In the Club, which is, as you might have guessed it, geared towards book clubs. Links for our YA newsletter and our In the Club one will be included in the show notes for this episode. BT Dubs, I write the In the Club newsletter. So if you know, you want to hear more from me, you want to say hi, read something instead of hearing my voice, you can subscribe. So there's that. Okay, so the books today, we have some writer girlies. We're kicking off Women's History Month with girls who are on the cusp of young womanhood and who are using the written word in various ways for different reasons. Mostly they're using it to basically like find themselves. But like I said before, it also leads them to discovering things, I guess still things about themselves and about the world and their relation to others and the world at large. So the first one I have for you is We Are the Scribes by Randy Pink. In it, Ruth is 16 and kind of sits outside of what the rest of her family does and how they are. So her mother is an Alabama senator, her father is a professor of Black American history, and her sister Virginia gained some notoriety online for speaking out about social issues. So here we have this whole family of like activists and senators and politicians, some like real go-getters. And here we have quiet Ruth just minding her business. She doesn't really want to be an activist. She wants to sit and read and write in her journal and just like generally mind her business, which I feel like we all have moments of. Even the activist girlies, like we sometimes just want to sit and mind your business and read and write, right? So But then something terrible happens. Her older sister, Virginia, dies after protesting, and Ruth's family life is obviously thrown into turmoil and chaos and everything like that. But that's not all. So Ruth starts getting these mysterious parchment letters that are sealed with the words, "We are the scribes," and they say they're from a woman called Harriet Jacobs. And this is the same Harriet Jacobs who authored the real book called Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl. Now, if you're not familiar with that book, it is a real book. And it was written in 1861. So Ruth doesn't know at first if she's dreaming or what, especially with everything going on, because, you know, like stress and grief and all of that. Maybe that's compounding on her and just resulting in these letters showing up from someone who lived in 1861. Because in addition to the tragedy of her sister, her mother starts to be around less and less because of this job opportunity she felt like she couldn't pass up. And that just makes things harder. So as Ruth is receiving these letters, she's also comforted by them. She starts to see the parallels between her story and Harriet's, and she starts to find her voice and a way to express herself, kind of like Harriet did, despite all that's going on around her. So Randy Pink writes these great historical-minded YA books that highlight different parts of Black history. Definitely think you should check out some of her other books. This one is We Are the Scribes, again by Randy Pink. So the next one I have for you is titled Off the Record. It's by Cameron Garrett. And this one comes with some content warnings. Okay, so be mindful of that. It follows 17-year-old Josie, who has to, Josie kind of going through it. Her family is not the most supportive. By that, I mean, they make these negative comments about her weight. And kind of like Ruth in the first book I spoke about, Josie looks at writing as a way to cope with things and as like a safe space or comfort space. But she also wants it to become a career. So her writing veers closer to becoming a career when she wins a contest with a magazine that will allow her to write a celebrity profile on this guy, Marius, who is an upcoming actor. An actor who, by the way, she low-key kind of sort of starts to fall for as she spends time with him. But then that gets, story gets darkened when a woman tells her that the director for the movie Marius is working on assaulted her. So Josie investigates and she finds more accounts of assault by the same director. And then Josie realizes, she's like, you know what? I really don't know what to do in this situation. Like, I want to be this journalist. I want to expose the truth, speak truth to power, all that type of stuff. But on the other hand, the women told her their stories in confidence, and she doesn't want to break that trust. And she's just thinking things through and not sure where to go. The exploration of this issue also makes her confront her own assault. So again, like I said, content warnings. So the story has romance. Now, while that is true, there's also an obvious heaviness to it. And at the center of it all is a girl on the cusp. Again, well, all of these stories are basically girls on the cusps of becoming young women. But yeah, she's trying to find her voice, again, through writing. And as someone who loves to read and write, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I love like that meta aspect to that, like reading about characters who are reading and are writing, and it's kind of just like an exploration of the love of language, I think. But yes, this one again is called Off the Record by Cameron Garrett. This next one is a little lighter, but it's still kind of got a little, you know, little heft to it. It's called We Got the Beat by Jenna Miller. So this has some fat and queer representation in its main character, Jordan. So before we get into her trying to become the editor-in-chief of her school's paper and all that jazz, let me tell y'all, this girl has an enemy. And that is something, I don't know if y'all listened to the last episode I did with Vanessa, but I am so intrigued by teenagers who have enemies. Like, it's low-key an accomplishment at that age. Like, I'm like, what are you doing to have an enemy? Like, what big things are you into? But this enemy didn't start off as an enemy. She started off as a friend. The plot thickens. Her best friend, even. So Jordan comes out to this friend, whose name is Mackenzie. She tells Mackenzie that she's a lesbian, and Mackenzie ends the friendship, which sounds like the worst thing ever. I think we can all agree on that. Okay, well, now back to the newspaper business, because while Jordan does not become the editor-in-chief like she wants, she does get the volleyball beat. But you probably already know where I'm going with this. The only problem is Mackenzie is the captain of the volleyball team. Now, ain't this just a pickle? So now the two girls are spending time together again, and Jordan starts warming up to being Mackenzie's friend again, and things develop past that even into something more. But of course, the reason why they stopped being friends has to be resolved, and the reason may surprise you like it does Jordan. So, like I said, there's like still some potentially, you know, heavy topics here, but it's more light, a little more light than the other two books I mentioned. So again, this is We Got the Beat by Jenna Miller. So last one I want to shout out is just like more of a shout out, because I've spoken about this at least a couple times on the show before, so I don't want to be too redundant, but I feel like it is so in line with the theme today that I felt like I could not leave it out, and that is The Downstairs Girl by Stacey Lee. So it follows 17-year-old Jo Kwan, a Chinese-American girl who lives in secret under a newspaper publisher's house. She has to do this because of unfair laws surrounding Chinese people in the U.S. at the time. And so she starts anonymously writing a column that becomes popular and starts talking about the problems with society as well. So that's another really good one. Make sure to check that out as well, because again, she is, you know, a girly finding her voice through writing, talking about things that could be better, advocating for people, including herself. You know, we love to see it. So again, that's The Downstairs Girl by Stacey Lee. And that is all I have for you today. I hope that you have a wonderful and prosperous Women's History Month. Get into these books about girls becoming women through writing, or with the help of writing, I should say. And thanks so much for tuning in today, as well as our sponsor for making today's show possible. You can follow me on Twitter at @Erica_EZE_. Big shout out to Caitlin Brame, our audio editor, for making me sound great. We'll see you next week on the main podcast. Until next week, happy reading.